Now, you mentioned the Stockman House. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, the Stockman House was an early design of Frank Lloyd Wright's. He had done a design for the Ladies' Home Journal that was called a fireproof house for $5,000. And this was one of the houses that was built along those lines. It had originally been on a different location and in the early 90s was going to be torn down for a parking lot. So a group of people, many of whom are also working with us on the bank and hotel, got together and they actually moved the entire house to a new location that's very close to all of the Prairie School homes in Mason City. So, and it's now open to the public for tours and is being very well cared for by the River City Society for Historic Preservation.
And is it one of the historic landmarks that are, I don't know what it's called?
It is on the National Register also, yes.
And they have not some of the original furniture, but they have a few pieces, I believe, but they do have it decorated in the Prairie style.
Correct. And some of the furniture, some Frank Lloyd Wright pieces have been reproduced for the house. So when you walk in, they may not have been originally in the house, but they are Frank Lloyd Wright designs from other buildings.
And they do have some of the original photographs of the interior of the house when...
Correct.
When the original Stockman family lived there and owned it. Well, in addition to the Stockman House, there's a sort of another historic district right next to that or very close by. Tell us about that historic district.
It's the Rock Crest Rock Glen District, and it is, as I said before, the largest group of Prairie School houses outside of Oak Park, Illinois. None of them happened to have been Frank Lloyd Wright designs. They were largely done by Walter Burley Griffin and Marion Mahoney and some other architects of that time who had studied with Frank Lloyd Wright also did some of the design work. But it's a fascinating group of houses, and they are all very distinctive.
So are they open to the public, or do they have plaques out front so people know what they're looking at?
They are on a walking tour that people can take, and occasionally they are open to the public for different tours. I believe the last time was sometime last year for a particular group, but they occasionally do open the homes for tours. Otherwise, anyone can tour around them. I see people taking photographs outside every day of the year. It can be 20 below, and there will be somebody standing outside taking pictures of all of these buildings. So we know we really have something here.
Tell us then, if people want to get some more information about your park-in project or like a website, do you have a website or a phone number where they could get more information about this?
Yes, the website is rightonthepark.org, and it has all the information there about, it's got a lot of photographs, both historic and current, and information about memberships and if you want to make a donation to the project. It's very comprehensive.
And I'm assuming you want to encourage everyone to make donations.
It's a wonderful project, and we appreciate a $5 donation as much as we do a $1,000 donation. So and the website just has a lot of interesting information, too, so I would encourage everyone to take a look at it.